Live from the Geyer Studio, where combatants battle for the glory of cinema, with your host, DJ Ace, this is Cinema Wars!
Welcome to Cinema Wars! That's right, it's Season 2, Episode 9, and you'll notice that I'm in fact not Aaron Eno. It's because I'm Brad Roberts and Aaron Eno is competing today. Ooh. I'm going to let our three contestants introduce themselves real quick.
All right, I'm Matt, and is that all I say? Just my name?
Yeah, just all for right. Now.
Yeah, I'm the man, DJ Ace. What's up?
I'm Tyler. Tyler, can you speak into the mic a little bit?
I'm Tyler.
Thanks. Today we're talking about Best Director of this century. So we're about 15 or 16 years into the 2000s, and it's about time that we start talking about this century alone. So, Matt, who'd you pick?
I picked Chris Nolan.
Chris Nolan.
Yes.
All right. Aaron?
Quentin Tarantino.
Quentin Tarantino!
He was mine, but I knew what Tyler's was, and now Tyler...
Tyler, what you got?
Oh, I think I'll go with Alfred Hitchcock.
Alfred Hitchcock? Who died last century? That's going to be a tough call, Tyler. I don't know how you're going to do that.
Michael Bay.
Yes.
I guess if I had to pick, it'd be John Ford.
John Ford. What did John Ford do?
He did The Quiet Man. He did a couple of other things.
Okay. All right. So not as well known, but still a solid choice. All right.
In this century either. Hold on. You know, I'm going to go with Rob Zombie.
Rob Zombie.
Yeah.
Okay.
Rob Zombie.
All right. Matt, why'd you choose Chris Nolan?
Okay, well, you know, he of course made the Dark Knight trilogy,
but that was
not his true passion. He did not want to just do the Dark Knight trilogy. He didn't set out in his filmmaking career to really do those movies. He wanted to do his own independent thing, and he knew that he needed funding for those. And so he was like, okay, of course, everybody loves Batman. He loved Batman, but the fact that he had the motivation to take a job from a big studio and make a big franchise off of Batman and do it his own way, his own unique style, really inspired me to be a filmmaker. And then he went off to make Inception afterwards, mm-hmm. or after The Dark Knight. And of course, before The Dark Knight trilogy, he did, Memento, but that was in 99, but still, he also did, Insomnia? Did he do Insomnia? What was it called? It had Robin Williams in it.
Sounds right.
Yeah, but like, he sticks to his own style, even like when he did get signed on to do a big superhero movie, and I think that's kind of inspiring. Like, he wanted to keep doing his own vision, and I think he wasn't really too intimidated by Warner Brothers to stick to it. I love Warner Brothers, but I just think it was really cool how he stuck to it.
Cool. All
and
right.
Of course, you know, The Prestige is like one of my favorite movies of all time.
Right. Right. So, great movie.
Yes.
Aaron?
All right. Here's the thing about Quentin Tarantino. Tarantino changed the game, all right? He changed the way movies were made. He changed the way stories were told. And he just makes such a unique movie-going experience no matter what movie it is he directed. You know, he did it the first time with Pulp Fiction, but then...
Reservoir Dogs.
Sorry, but he did do Reservoir Dogs first, but Pulp Fiction was the one that caught on. Pulp Fiction's the one that was his claim to fame. But anyway, point is he has such a unique style, and he focuses a lot on storytelling, on characters, on dialogue, and that's really expressed through all of his films. And he has great actors too. He's very consistent actors, you know, Samuel L. Jackson's in a few of them. He had DiCaprio and Django, a whole lot of other people. And his movie is just really, really darn good. Like, what? That's all.
I agree.
Absolutely.
All the way. Absolutely.
All right. So, Tyler.
Rob Zombie. That's definitely an interesting pick because he doesn't really have a lot of recognition that I think that he deserves sometimes because...
I'm looking him up.
Yeah. He did Halloween 1 and 2. He was directed one of CSI Miami, and he also The Matrix.
Wait, oh, he's The Matrix guy?
Yeah, and Daredevil, not the most recent Daredevil, Ben
movie?
Affleck.
Oh, the movie, okay.
Another one that I thought was kind of out there is The Devil's Rejects that he was a part of. So I thought that was interesting.
I spelled John Zombie. I got
Rob Zombie. Hey, if you could speak up a little bit.
Oh, sorry. So my argument would be that is Rob Zombie always had this kind of different direction approach, kind of like Quentin Tarantino, but like he just saw all these directors going one way, and he's like, you know, I'm going to look down the other path and go this way. He's done a lot of interesting things that maybe some people agree with, maybe some don't. He doesn't go for like Quentin Tarantino. I would say he's a great director, but like he always has these big time actors, and that can really make or break a movie. But Rob Zombie has taken some of these actors who are not well known and still produced a masterpiece, which I think is kind of says a lot about the director when you can take people who may not have experience or may not be well known and still create a cinema masterpiece.
Could I throw in all that right. He's also worked with James Gunn and Tarantino?
Yes, he has.
Yeah, that's
kind of
interesting.
On a couple different things.
And he's also, you know, he's been a part of the Halloween 2 movie.
All right.
Did he?
So.
Yeah. Oh, he directed the new Halloween movie.
Okay. Yeah, all right. So that's going to be it for the intros. Let the war begin. As I said, let the games begin.
Or don't.
Okay. To be fair, I feel like I love Tarantino.
Oh, boy.
But I think he does use a little too much blood. I think he's gotten across the irony of blood in his or of violence in his movies just too much. I think he's just done the same theme way too many times. I feel like, you know what I'm saying?
But that's part of his style. You know.
I mean, that's what I'm saying.
It's got to be brutal. It's got to have blood everywhere. It's just the way he does it.
I know.
I will have to agree with Aaron on this one, because that's like saying, oh, Michael Bay explosions. I mean, that's just everybody gets their own kind of spiel.
Well, he gets ridiculed for
but everybody kind of has their own direction.
I'm playing
devil's advocate right now. Okay, I am all for Tarantino, but I just think that Chris Nolan he's done a better job at being a little reserved, but also giving you a hint of the violence instead of just being all in your face at once.
But here's the thing about Chris Nolan. He had to keep those movies PG-13.
Yeah.
Because they had to deliver it to a wider audience. He probably could have took it further if he wanted to.
But the fact that he got to a wider audience shows that he's getting more people's attention, and he's actually getting more fame for it, for actually being more. He's getting more respect right now, I think, than Tarantino is. Excluding, of course, Django.
I don't know, and I kind of think Tarantino's kind of on the mainstream train right now, where everybody's like, "Oh, it's Tarantino." And everybody just kind of hops on board with it. Kind of like, you know, you always have like actors, you know, because just the actors he has in general just hype the movie so much that it almost takes away from the movie, I feel like. Because if you have all these mainstream actors, people are just going to watch it no matter what's
well,
it about.
Oh, that's not true.
That's not true. Just because they're mainstream doesn't mean they're great actors.
No,
they're totally great actors.
I think that what Tarantino does is he said it during one of his acceptance speeches for best original screenplay. He said like he finds people to fill the role. He doesn't write for the people, if that makes sense. So I mean, I don't think he writes for these big actors. I think he finds the correct actor for the role after he writes it. He does it his own way. He shuts himself out from the world and he takes it completely by himself, and he doesn't look for any other influence.
I don't know. That's kind of why I don't know. I just kind of always kind of liked Rob Zombie for the reason that he kind of floats around like a lot. He does work with a lot of different directors, and he does pick up on different things. And I think that's I think as a director, if you can float around and help with so many different things, that really. Really pushes you up there, I think.
Can you repeat what he's done before? He's done
Zombie. He's done the Halloween series.
But the new Halloween series. He hasn't done.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure he did Devil's Rejects too. Don't quote me on that one.
It doesn't say it on Devil's Rejects.
Yeah.
That's O5. So also Matrix and Daredevil.
He did Matrix in the second one, right? he did Reloaded in the first Matrix.
Yeah.
Yep.
And those were all I think that since he has such a variety of different genres that he can direct, I think that pushes him as one of the better directors. If you can, you know, if you can kind of steer away from having that kind of normal thing.
Wait a minute.
That you do.
It's saying The first Matrix was not directed by him. It was
I think it was...
It was the second one, wasn't it?
I think he might have done, like, a soundtrack or something for that.
Yeah, he does soundtrack a lot.
Yeah, is this the same Rob Zombie that's, like, the heavy metal artist?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, that's what I was bothering me. I'm like, wait, isn't that, like, the heavy metal guy?
Yeah, he did soundtrack for Matrix.
Okay.
Okay, Rob Zombie.
When it comes to directing, he directed Devil's Rejects,
yes.
Grindhouse, Halloween and Halloween 2. He has one episode of CSI Miami. The Haunted World of El Super Bisto. The Lords of Salem, the Zombie Horror Picture Show in 31.
I think he does a really, really good job of hooking audiences into watching the movies, which is a big part of directing,
I
feel like.
Okay, are you watching closely? No?
I mean,
no?
The Devil's... have you watched Devil's Rejects?
Have you seen The Prestige? Hugh Jackman, Christian Bale... Scarlett Johansson alone, and then the story, it totally takes you down a whole different road. Like halfway through the movie, you have no idea where the movie's actually going. I mean, you kind of do, but it becomes reckless, but like a very beautiful distorted movie, and I just thought it was brilliant. And then at the very end, at the big reveal, of course, you know, like, oh my God. I'm not going to give it away, of course, but...
You can spoil movies on here.
You can?
Yes.
Just when, you know, when you see that he just has a twin, and then you see what Hugh Jackman is doing, it shows the greed and the determination of these two different men, completely different men, and you see how different they are, but how sick they both really are just to get back at each other, and it shows how animalistic they both become, and it shows, I don't know, just the deterioration of man almost. And because you see Hugh Jackman, all of his dead clones, dead in the tanks, just sitting there. And you see this big reveal of, you know, Christian Bale's brother saying, you know what? You deserve this. You're basically, you're a sick human being, Hugh Jackman. And then, you know, I think he kills him, right? I'm pretty sure he kills him. But, and then, of course, when the credits come, you hear a Tommy York song. It's like done. I'm like, oh, my God, goosebumps everywhere. Oh,
I don't know. I guess I'm kind of biased because I'm a sucker for old school horror. So, you know, because I just love
But the new
those
Halloween
so
series is not old. It's a remake, though. It's kind of disrespectful to the original films, I feel like.
I guess that is a good, valid point. But I mean, they're doing the same thing with Star Wars.
No, they're not.
I mean, they were talking about remaking them.
No, they're not. They're continuing the series.
Well, I mean, remastering something isn't necessarily
it's not remastering.
Bad.
Well, it's not. I don't know if it's really. You could really consider that remastering, though. I think it's just trying to find an idea, and then I feel like Chris Nolan, he finds original ideas. Like Inception, I think is a brilliant.
Yeah,
but
it's not like
idea.
Batman was his original idea.
Right, it wasn't. But he knew that in order for him to make Inception and in order to make Interstellar, he had to work with Warner Brothers to.
But that's almost like a remake itself, though, because if you think about it, they already had hundreds of Batman movies before, so what makes Chris Nolan so special about remastering
it? Because it was a radically different interpretation than anything that had come before it.
All right, here's the thing, though. Chris Nolan makes great movies.
Yes.
I don't even know who your guy is. Let's be honest. it looks like...
Savage.
So you basically have psychedelic horror films over there. That's what I've seen. Here's the thing. Who else, like... completely and utterly murders Hitler.
I know.
You cannot beat,
I mean,
destroying Hitler.
Christopher Nolan is making a World War II movie, I'm pretty sure. Or it's rumored that he's making a World War II movie. So watch
but
out.
But he won't kill Hitler.
How do you... he really won't, though. He does. But I feel like...
And here's the thing. Quentin Tarantino's movie also deal with larger issues sometimes, you know, because you have... Django Unchained, which was about slavery. That was a huge issue.
It was barely about slavery.
It had slavery in it.
Right. It had slavery in it.
And then
he went brutal and
killed everyone. It was amazing.
I think, no, he did a fantastic job making you actually feel for like the slaves more. Like,
and DiCaprio.
without a doubt, though. But like, can you really say?
And Sam Jackson.
But who else has worked with DiCaprio? Chris Nolan.
Oh. Well, I feel like he gets around.
Inception?
He gets around.
Yes, he does.
However, that's not really a valid argument. Like, I don't feel like because the slavery thing. I mean,
no, the thing
is not just a big part of the movie.
It's a theme. Whatever. It's
too many warning, guys. Like,
he does. He has different things. You know, he has World War II. He has slavery. He has the wet out west. All these different things.
I think that Chris Nolan does the best job making you feel as if this could really happen today, and he makes you really. You know, believe that you are in this world almost.
Well, I'm going to be outside at night looking for Batman.
Well, I mean, and let's not forget the phenomenon that was Kill Bill Volumes 1 and 2.
Right, just pure which was action
also,
movies.
And here's the other There's thing, Quentin Tarantino movies. Also does one-shots very well.
Yeah.
Like, this is a great artistic you mean. Thing, which is amazing.
The cinematographer.
I feel like Kill Bill might be a little overrated.
It is.
For what it is. Hey, when it's just some lady going around.
Great, it's still great storytelling.
It's not. I'm not even sure if it's storytelling.
It's a staple Quentin Tarantino storytelling.
But is it really storytelling?
The ending is so anticlimactic of the second one. Like, come on, he could have found a better way to kill him.
She was going to kill him.
I know, but it was not as dramatic as it could have been, or as ridiculous as he.
I don't have to agree though.
It's sentimental. Okay. Like, Tarantino it's a sentimental revenge.
Yes, I was okay with it, but. Tarantino is known for his ridiculous movies, like ridiculous style or his bombastic.
Which makes him great. Yes. That's what's so great about
him. But then Chris Nolan is known for a little reserved, but also a little darker tone movies, and he sticks with that. I don't think we can really compare their styles. We have to compare the directing.
To add on what Matt said, I just feel like Quentin Tarantino he doesn't have as good as endings as he could. Like The Hateful Eight, oh, everybody dies.
That was funny.
It was funny. It was but great, was it a good
I love
was
that
it a
movie.
Good rememberable like worth know the ending?
I liked it.
I mean,
it was not his best film to date. I think his last great movie was Inglourious Basterds.
Oh wow.
Django. Hello.
It was a great one, but it definitely can't top Inglourious Basterds.
But Pulp Fiction's his best one.
No.
Pulp Fiction, I will agree
it's the second best.
Fantastic.
All right, guys. All right. Last thoughts. Matt.
Okay,
last
Interstellar. Chris Nolan's last film, Interstellar, really, I think it started there to be more talk amongst the general population for just the space race. And I think he does a great job of making you really think about more political things going on right now. I think he talks about really relevant things when he really wants to. And I think he goes for the more psychological tales than he does just... you know, for the spectacle. I think he does a good job of just talking. He has really great themes, you know. I mean, space travel, you know, love and, you know, being, you know, in distance and relationships. Yeah. I think that alone.
All right, Aaron?
Yeah, Tarantino has a unique style that other people only try to duplicate and replicate, but no matter what the movie is, it's going to be a phenomenal ride.
All right.
Not The Hateful Eight.
Rob Zombie.
Mr. Rob Zombie over
what
here.
What else do I need to say? I just think Rob Zombie, you know, he has a lot of different unique talents that he uses. I think that he is a pretty, he has a broad sense of when he directs that I think helps make great movies.
All right. Well, this is a rough decision, guys. We got two solid director choices and Rob Zombie on the field.
Let's give it to Rob Zombie just because.
Yeah, the dark horse vote. I gotta give it to Chris Nolan than Matt, though.
That's fine.
Thank you.
You were pretty much on the attack or able to solidly defend yourself whenever you were attacked the entire argument, and that was amazing. Tarantino is wonderful, as is the Matrix stuff that Rob Zombie has done.
I feel like Rob Zombie didn't have a chance because we had to look it up.
I think he's new. I think you give him time, he's going to get bigger.
He has some good songs, I'll give you that.
Yeah.
He's like a Renaissance man.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, he starts focusing a little bit more. I think he probably...
I don't know. Quentin Tarantino and Chris Nolan are back and forth for me. I can't
without a doubt. Those
that was definitely such a rough decision.
I really
definitely make a name for themselves.
I'm sorry, Tarantino. I didn't mean to say those.
I was going to say, I feel like I owe Tarantino an apology.
I do. And I owe an apology. I said you.
Let's send him just a basket of flowers, guys.
And maybe, hey, if you want to show up to Miss Kingdom sometime.
Oh, yeah, hey.
But
you know,
with this said now, I didn't like Interstellar that much. I thought it was a little.
Okay, good. You started going on Interstellar. I was like, oh.
I mean, it was good, but I think.
It wasn't as good as like his Batman series, which he didn't like doing, but
he
Inception
liked doing
was
them,
great.
But
did
like,
he?
I think he liked working on them, but I don't think they weren't like his passion projects. You know, everyone has their passion projects. I think you know his best would be Inception, and
which
the Prestige.
Every movie Tarantino does is a passion project.
Yes. he only got like eight.
You sound like a fanboy
exactly.
over here, man.
He has eight feature films. That's an achievement.
All right.
Yes, it is. It is.
We're going to do a real quick speed round.
Right. All
right. 15, 20 seconds to give your pitch about the best movie that your director directed.
Wow.
Can be from any time. Doesn't have to necessarily be from this century, but probably will be. All right, Matt, what you got?
Whoa.
All right.
You won, didn't you? So, right, so you're going last. Right. Tyler, you're going first.
So Rob Zombie's The Devil's Rejects, I will have to go with, which is kind of a unique choice because I really feel that he took a big step into a different direction, you know, making it a horror film that it was never really seen before and kind of shedding light onto the possibilities of what horror films can be like in the future.
Okay. All right, solid choice. Aaron?
I'm going to... This is really, for Tarantino, it's a super tough choice, but I'm going to go with Pulp Fiction because that's the movie that really exploded his career. It's what established him as a director and his specific art style. Plus, it has Sam Jackson, Bruce Willis, what's his name?
John Travolta.
Travolta, exactly. And it's a great movie.
All right. Matt?
I'd have to say Inception.
Oh, okay. Why is that?
Well, of course... I've never seen anything like it. And I think that it's in his style, he instinctively goes towards more of the psychological thriller.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, this wasn't really a thriller. It was more of a psychological, I don't know, kind of reflection on, you know, reality and what is reality. And I love all that stuff, you know, what is reality and am I in a dream? And I like, you know, this. I just really respected the concept behind Inception and. Of course, DiCaprio and the whole cast, you know, Joseph Gordon-Levitt and the cinematography, he did a great job getting all the actors to really buy into the idea of working in a dream world and being like sleep, you know, just being in a dream, like pretending to be in a dream and act as if they're really not awake and I felt like all the actors seemed to have like the self-doubt that he kind of just dabbed into them and he just... And then, of course, the scene where they're fighting on the...
Pretty sure that's more than 30 seconds.
Yeah, dude, I'd love to hear your description, but we gotta cut you off.
I forgot.
quit being sorry. Passionate,
it's all good.
Matt. Just stop.
So we gave the win to Chris Nolan earlier, but I gotta give this one to Pulp Fiction.
Yeah.
It is an absolute classic of a movie.
Yes, I agree.
Beautiful.
Maybe
one of my favorites.
Yeah. Awesome.
Thank you for tuning in to Cinema Wars. We will be back next week. Yes, Aaron?
Yes, we will.
Next week. It's going to be pretty sweet. Until then, stay frosty, my friends.
The battle is done, but the war is far from over. Tune in next week for the next engagement here on Cinema Central.